Kia ora, ko Tū Whenamaroa, ngā Tanahira Tokoingoa. This is your Wātea News. A Far North community leader says the arrival of COVID has been a wake-up call for many in the area. Far North woman Rosalina Puhi revealed on Facebook she contracted COVID while dropping a daughter back in Auckland after the school holiday. She and another daughter tested positive on their return after negative tests before leaving Tamaki Makaurau. Cyril Chapman from Mangamuka FM says up to this point people were starting to express frustration about the lockdowns and many were confused about the messages coming through about vaccination.
They actually fed up with having it rammed down their throats. It seemed like just a one-sided promotion. So people really haven't had the opportunity to, like we do in the Māori world, to be able to discuss in a critical way the fors and the don'ts and all those in-betweens. So it's been this way or the highway, and our people don't react in the best way sometimes to that dictator-type approach.
Cyril Chapman. Te whānau o Waiparaira is stepping up its mobile vaccination efforts in six West Auckland suburbs with the lowest uptake by Māori for first vaccinations. Social Impact Director Awerangi Tamihere says Henderson, Massey, Rānui, Glenedon, Newlyn and Te Atatū Peninsula are also the suburbs with the greatest shift over the past 3 weeks, with between 64% and 70% of Māori now having had their first dose. Ms. Tamihere says an increase in resourcing since the start of the Delta outbreak means Māori providers are finally getting to try the approaches they've been calling for since the start of the program.
There is not one way to vaccinate our people. They all have very different reasons and different thinking as to why they want to get vaccinated, why they're hesitant to get vaccinated. And so therefore you must have multiple different strategies in your toolbox to be able to access them, work with them to ensure that our uptake for vaccinations increases.
Since March, Whānau Order partners in Tamaki Makaurau have delivered more than 250,000 vaccinations, including 112,000 by Waiparaira. Backers of a proposed barging facility at Te Araroa on the east coast are seeking wider community support after identifying a pathway to consent. Project Secretary Tiwana Tibble says a report from consulting firm Boffa Miskell clearly sets out the challenges and opportunities. He says the facility will economically transform the area and lead to jobs and higher returns for the hapū owners of the region's forest. The development would take up to 50 metres of a 6-kilometre beach and the environmental impacts are manageable.
There's some rare maggots in the shingles that we've got to protect, and we'll do that. There's issues about the wetlands that are there. Gisborne District Council, you know, records are 50 years old, so they've got to get that right. There are challenges, and more than minor, but, you know, on the balance, we could get a resource consent to do this on Māori land owned by the local hapū.
Te Araroa Barge Facility Working Group is holding a public meeting in the township on Saturday. And that is your Wātea News.